Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it is fun Friday time. You have made it. You made it another week. I'm so happy for you. Today, we're going to be talking about finding hope among chaos. And guys, we are surrounded by chaos, aren't we? The scripture of the week. Want to go back. Deuteronomy. Remember? Deuteronomy? That's right. The fifth book of the Bible. Old school. That's right. Old Testament. 130. The Lord your God, who goes before you, will himself fight on your behalf. That in itself should get you excited for the weekend, all right? I mean, he is fighting for you, okay? Now, Wednesday's episode, it was heavy. I get it. Scott Box, he unpacked his phenomenal story, Heroic Disgrace. Guys, it was extremely powerful, extremely impactful. We covered a lot, and we covered some topics that we haven't covered yet on The Lion Within Us. You know, guys, he was pretty open. He was open about his bipolar disorder and how that's impacted him. He was open about pornography, the addiction there, and what that looks like in the church. Guys, these are topics that are real. Fear, how guys deal with fear, what fear, how it drives us, how it makes us behave, you know, panic, what that looks like for him and for me. We openly talked about that. Guys, there's so much there. And then the two words, takes everything. It does. It takes everything. You have to be willing to surrender and follow. And when you do, that power that we're talking about right here, the Lord your God who goes before you, he's fighting on your behalf. You're going to have it. You're going to have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to guide you. Guys, go check out that episode because, you know, he talks about things about pain becomes a moment of purpose. Pain becomes a moment of purpose. How many of you guys are hurting right now or scared or just dealing with a bunch of stuff that's flying your way and you don't know what to do? Guys, you're not alone. That's what The Lion Within Us is here for. We're here to encourage you. I know it's Fun Friday and we're trying to keep it light, but look, I get it. You're not alone. I needed somebody to tell me that a long time ago. And I'm telling you guys right now, you have an opportunity here. You have people that care. Your Christian brothers out there, your lions, we care. Join The Lion Within Us. Be part of the lion's den. And I promise you, you will get the support. You will be able to reach and have brothers out there to help you in your journey. All right, guys. So go check out that episode on Wednesday. Now let's get to our Fun Friday, our tips of the week, okay? Now, you know, we're going to always give you a health tip, a wealth tip, and a self tip, okay? Health tip. I want you to think about, we talk about mental stress a lot this week, right? Smartphones, these things right here, you know, holding up my smartphone, they can cause a ton of stress. And I have a tip that I really want you to think about. This came from a previous guest, but it really stuck with me. pull versus push mentality. Think about that. You need to dictate how information comes your way. You need to say, screw the notifications. Cut them all off. You don't need them. Okay? And put data on your own terms. Period. Try it for 1 week. Just try for 1 week. See how this impacts you. I can trust you. You can trust me on this. Twitter feeds, Facebook, Instagram, email, even text messages, all that stuff, they're distractions. You could be having an intimate conversation with a kid or your wife, and that buzzing, even if you have it just on silent and it buzzes in your pocket, or if you're wearing one of these watches like I wear, and you get that little feel where you know something come in, for that split second, however brief it is, you lost their attention. Like you are not thinking about what they're saying. Guys, we got to get control of these smartphones. I get they're great. They connect us. They're so, I mean, hey, you're listening to The Line Within Us right now. Most likely 99% of you are listening on a smartphone. So I'm not saying that they can't be used for good. What I'm encouraging you to do is develop a philosophy, a mindset, a habit of pulling the data versus having that crap pushed to you. Think about it. You need to get in control of it. You have the chance right now. Go into your settings, turn off notifications. So there's your health tip, wealth tip. Going on school here, guys. Have an emergency fund, because that's going to lower your stress. That's going to create hedges to be able to be, you know, when life comes your way, you'll be able to handle it. Minimum 3 months. Minimum 3 months of what is what you need to have of emergency fund saved up. And I'm talking about liquid cash, boys. I'm not talking about, you know, mutual funds and all this investments. I'm talking about you need to be able to go get this cash now. Maybe it's in underneath your mattress, but you need to have an emergency fund. Now, if you have kids, you need to think about taking that 3 months to a 6 month emergency fund. Now, I know that sounds crazy. Well, Chris, how am I supposed to get there? You make it a priority and then you budget. And when you do your budgeting, there's a whole process. And if you there that I can help you with, The Line Within Us, we can help you with. We focus on wealth. Reach out to us. I will walk you through the steps to give you a path to financial freedom. Now, it's not a path that's paved with cupcakes and rainbows. Sometimes there are decisions you have to make. But I am telling you guys, an emergency fund, if you want to lower the stress in your life, if you want to lower the stress on your wife, if you just want to bring a little more peace to your situation, get this in place. I can promise you, you know, Murphy is going to visit your house. That's the way it is. Murphy Law is happening. Something's going to happen. Refrigerators break, right? That happens all the time. Very recent for us. You know, things mess up on the house. Medical emergencies happen. Things are going to arise, and you need to be ready. You know, most American families, I believe the statistic is $400. They can't afford a $400 emergency. Don't be that. I want you to be able to afford a $5,000 emergency. Now, they're never going to be fun, even when you have the funds in place. It's never going to be fun when that happens. But there's assurance, there's peace, there's calm in your life when you know you have that liquid cash sitting there ready available. All right, guys, self-tip. I want you to consider marriage counseling, and not just when things are going bad, okay? I'm not talking about that. An outside perspective can really help you grow as a couple. You know, there's the old book, Good to Great by Jim Collins. It's a business book, but basically it's talking about, you know, good companies and what they had to do, the things they implemented to become great companies. I want you to take your good marriage to a great marriage. You know, and guys, we struggle with communication. I'm the number one right here. I struggle with it. So a trained counselor may open up lines of dialogue that you needed together so you could grow together. Period. And if you see this as a weakness, your perception is wrong. Your pride's getting in the way. Remember the pride of life? What I told you to keep talking, we keep talking about the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. The pride of life gets in the way. So think of it as this: being proactive and strengthening that relationship. Because I tell you what, it's the most important relationship you have on earth, period. She is it. You made that commitment. And just like you take those vitamins to get stronger every day, boys, and prevent illness and all those things, solid counseling can be a game changer. And it can help you grow as a couple. You know, my wife and I, we've started this. So once a month, we've met with a counselor. And not because our marriage is struggling. It's because we want it to be great. We want it to be able to connect. And the counselor has been able to give us insights and ideas and tips and even some fun games that we can play together that helps us on communicating and understanding our love languages and being able to grow together. Because at some point, you know, our kids will grow prayerfully. They'll leave the house prayerfully. And it'll be she and I. And there's so many statistics out there, guys, that once you get that empty nest, the divorce rate just flies through the roof. I don't want you to be that way. Because what happens is you live for the kids. And that is not the family structure. Yes, you're supposed to take care of your kids. Don't mishear me. But your wife is the priority. Jesus, her, then the kids. Get the order right. So a counselor, again, they can really help you grow. So don't have this negative connotation around a counseling. This could be something that you can lean into right now. And I guarantee you, you talk to your wife and present it to her this way, you may find that she is enthusiastic about wanting to do this because she wants her marriage to be great too. So search for some Christian counselors out there. They're around, and find one. And you know what? You may not find it right off the bat. It took us a couple, but once we found them, once we got settled in on the gentleman that we work with, you know, it's something that's been a blessing for our marriage. There's your three tips, okay? To make that pull versus push on those smartphones. Turn those notifications off, boys. I want you to do that today. Have that emergency fund. If you don't know what that is, you need help, reach out to thelionwithin.us. Send an email to support@thelionwithin.us. I promise I will hit you back. I'll give you some ideas, some tools that you can help work with right now. Start building that emergency fund up and then get that marriage counseling. Really lean into it. It's not just for broken marriages. It can make a great marriage. All right. Book of the week. Big surprise here, guys. Heroic Disgrace. Order out of Chaos. Hope out of Fear. Scott Box crushed it with this book. Loved it. Thought he was very real, very vulnerable. Highly encourage you guys. The links are synced up in the show notes. Go check that out. Make sure you add that to your library. So it's Fun Friday, so you know we're going to do dad jokes, right? The dad joke number one. I asked my friend Sam to sing a song about the iPhone. And then Samsung. Oh, you know that one's going to get you going. So number two, Dad, can I eat the cake in the fridge? Sure, but the dining room will be much more comfortable. So that's a toss-up this week, guys. That's the toss-up between one and two. One, I asked my friend Sam to sing a song about the iPhone and then Samsung. And number two, can I eat the cake in the fridge? Sure, but the dining room will be more comfortable. So let me know which one hits. Remember, eye rolls, they absolutely count. Okay, and the question that we want you to, we've been talking about this week is, do you believe there is always hope? Guys, I hope now, after a week of hearing these types of messages, our scripture, the Lord your God who goes before you will himself fight on your behalf. It is my prayer that you have more hope right now, that you're feeling stronger, that you're feeling encouraged. Because guys, that's what the Line Within Us is all about. We're here to serve you. We're here to help you grow in your Christian walk. So share it with other people. You know, but send it out there. Send a message. Share it out there. Go to thelionwithin.us. Check out the Bible study. Join the Lion's Den. Hey, fun Friday time. So I'm wearing the brand new Lion Within Us baseball cap. Go get you a baseball cap. Go get you a t-shirt. We have those out there too. These things, they feel awesome. It's springtime. It's summer. It's beautiful weather. We're going to be outside a lot. Rock some Lion Within Us gear. All right? Go get that. Give us a rating. Write a review. All those things matter. If you feel like you want to donate, donate. it would make it makes an impact, guys. It makes a big impact. So I'm praying that you're enjoying this content. Give us some feedback. Support at thelionwithin.us. Let us know what you like. Let us know what we need to be doing more of. Guys, I'm going to keep serving. The Lord has called me to this work. It's not easy. Some days I'm very tired, to be honest. But when the mic goes hot and I feel like we got a message that's going to help you grow in your Christian walk, I have an energy, an excitement, a passion. I want to share it with you. So guys, thank you again so much. There's so many podcasts you could be listening to, but you're listening to The Lion Within Us. Cannot thank you enough. I pray you have a great weekend, guys. Remember those tips. Go get this book. I'm serious. Go get this book. This would be a good one to have in your library, particularly for any guys that struggle with anything from panic, anxiety, stress. I think I just checked every listener out there. So yeah, every listener out there, go ahead and buy the book. Guarantee it's going to help you. Guys, enjoy yourself. Fight for your family. Satan's coming after you. You can be victorious. I promise you. Remember, God, He's fighting on your behalf. Now go out and unleash the lion within. All right, guys, are you looking for something fun to do for a date night? I got it for you, and you're going to thank me forever. It's called the Sexploration List. It's going to open up a fun conversation to come together on the topic of sex. So to get your copy of the Sexploration List, we partnered with Uncovering Intimacy, and they have many more resources that are going to help you and your spouse come together, have a great conversation, and grow your sex life together. And we know at The Lion Within Us, to be a lion, to be the leader, you need a strong marriage. And that part of that strong marriage is a strong sex life. So guys, go to thelionwithin.us/sex. Use the coupon code LION at checkout, and you'll get 10% off your orders store-wide. So that's thelionwithin.us/sex, coupon code LION. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.